This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to chat to you. Some interesting conversations to be had. I wanted to ask you first about this extremist cleric. What's going on there?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the current news is that literally as we speak, in other words, today, starting today and for the next 4 days, in the Federal Court of Australia, there's a court case happening in which the Executive Council for Australian Jury, which is the national roof body of the Jewish community in this country, is suing an extremist cleric. And it's suing him. It's alleging that he has given at least five sermons in which Jews are denigrated, are called apes and pigs, etc., etc. And so they are suing this gentleman. The court case started today and will be running until the end of the week. The Executive Council of Australian Jury is simply seeking an injunction requiring that declarations by this gentleman, and by the way, it's alleging that he and or speakers who come to his center have made these derogatory statements, not all just him and or speakers who come to his center. And so what they're seeking in the federal court is an injunction requiring declarations that any speeches he gives currently contravene the Racial Discrimination Act, and specifically Section 18C, which is a section which says that it's an offence, a crime, if you harass, intimidate, threaten people on the basis of their race or religion. And so they are invoking this Racial Discrimination Act, Section 18C, and it requires that speeches are removed from the internet, and that they not publish similar content again in the future. The Executive Council is not seeking damages, it's not seeking monetary compensation, but what it is alleging is that at least five sermons contain almost 40 defamatory imputations, that Jews are mischievous and shifty and wicked and love money, etc., etc. And so that is happening right now. Leaders of the Jewish community will be called to give evidence. I happened to be speaking to one person yesterday who's a teacher at one of our Jewish schools who's going to be talking about firsthand how it's been happening here and these sorts of sermons impact the mental well-being of Jewish people, students, academics, etc. So it's attracting significant amount of attention, and like I say, it's running in the federal court over the next 4 days.
And what's likely to be the result?
Well, that's a very good question, because what this case is, it'll be a test of the limits of freedom of expression and hate speech laws. And this is not the United States, where freedom of speech is absolutely sacrosanct, but at the same time, freedom of speech is something which is championed very strongly by liberty organizations, libertarian organizations, etc. And so these proceedings in the court will very much test the limits of freedom of expression, the limits of religious expression, where hate speech, where certain speech moves from being just free speech and becomes hate speech, which breaks the law. And so it's obviously one cannot prejudge or second guess what the judge will come up with, but that's where the case will either succeed from the Jewish community's point of view or not in this fine place between freedom of expression and hate speech, and where hate speech crosses the line.
And on that note, it's somebody like Hillel Fuld, who is a tech entrepreneur, obviously pro-Israel, he lives in Israel, he's supportive of his country, has been disallowed from coming to Australia. What's that about? How does that fit in here?
Well, that's right. And the one segues rather neatly or not neatly into the other. So as you say, so Hillel Fuld, tech entrepreneur, Israeli-American, was due in this country and due to present at fundraisers in Sydney and in Melbourne next week to be held by MDA, Magen David Adom Australia, which clearly, obviously, raises funds for MDA in Israel. And he has just been announced and is attracting a lot of attention as well that his visa to come has been revoked or denied. And so now the minister, the Home Affairs Minister, who's in charge of that particular portfolio, has said that the decision to deny Hillel Fuld the visa is made on the grounds that his presence might pose a risk, quote, to the health, safety, or good order of the Australian community, and particularly among Muslim Australians. The Department of Home Affairs, which is the one responsible for visas, accuses Mr. Fuld of using social media to deny, quote, documented atrocities in Gaza, to promote Islamophobic views, to spread inflammatory content that could incite division among heightened community tensions. And then what has been reported as well is that in a post in January on X or Twitter, Mr. Fuld said that 10 to 15% of Muslim people were radicalized, that Islam was, quote, a global plague, and he compared Gazans to Nazi-era Germans who should be, quote, treated as such. And in another post he said, liberal Western values could, quote, never coexist next to radical Islamic values. So these are some of the statements or posts, social media posts, which Hillel Fuld has put up, which are being cited, and the minister, the government minister responsible, said the country does not want to, quote, import hatred into this country. And so in terms of that, a opposition federal opposition member of parliament, his name is Tim Wilson, has actually asked for public statements by the government to explain in detail why a visa has not been denied to him. And what takes it to a higher level again is that given that Hillel Fuld is, quote, Israeli American, mm-hmm. United States ambassador to Israel has also made a noise about this and is calling on Australia to, if my information is correct, to revoke this decision and, in fact, to grant him a visa. So it's attracting attention in the mainstream media. And I suspect we will hear more of this before this issue is over.
What's been the reaction, not just from the Jewish community, but beyond that?
Well, good question. In the Australian, which is a national newspaper, there's an editorial saying the headline is "Allow fair debate, no hate speech." The headline underneath that is "The cancelling of Hillel's full visa smacks of double standards." So that's in the Australian. Other media have not come out taking one way or the other to this point, but it remains to be seen what happens as a result of that. Obviously, Jewish leaders have come out asking for this decision to be overturned and for him to have his visa. And as far as Magen David Adom is concerned, as we speak right now, they are still planning to have him speak, but by Zoom or by remote.
That is where we leave it. We will be speaking to Hillel Fuld in around about 10 minutes, so it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about that as well. Vic Aladef, thank you. As always, Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.